not just resisting us, it's warring against us.
你们了解到就是说这个黑暗的权势它不仅是抵挡我们它更是与我们相争。
The flesh is warring against our relationship with God.
肉体呢就是在那边相争让我们跟圣灵好像的相交会受到拦阻。
Warring against the Holy Spirit's mandates in our life.
它在那边与圣灵在我们身上一切的命定它在那边相争。
But praise God,
但是感谢神
the Holy Spirit is warring back against the flesh.
就是圣灵也在我们里面，他要这样反击，跟这个肉体里面的一切的情欲在相争。
And wherever the Spirit of God goes to war, the Spirit of God will win.
所以无论圣灵在哪一个点上，他开始去征战，他在那点他一定会经历得胜。
Because the Spirit of God has much more wisdom and much more power than the devil does.
因为圣灵呢，比那个各就是就仇敌来讲，他更有智慧，更有能力。
It doesn't matter how great of bondage that we're in.
所以不在乎你所在的那样的一个捆绑有多深。
The Holy Spirit is warring against that bondage in our life.
圣灵现在就在里面，在跟那一点的那个捆绑在相争。
But we have to be in relationship to the Holy Spirit for the benefits of this war to help us.
但是呢，我们需要跟圣灵有这样的一个相交的友谊，好叫这个征战对我们来讲是有益处的。
It's not enough to have the Holy Spirit living in us.
所以你单单只有圣灵住在你里面还不足够。
We have to be in a present tense relationship and friendship with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要在现在此刻跟神有这样的相交，有这样的友谊。
Our relationship with the Holy Spirit 5 years ago will not help us in our battle today.
就是我们过去五年以前跟圣灵一切的友谊跟关系，并不能帮助我们今天跟仇敌的征战。
I need to experience the Holy Spirit today in order to have victory over the flesh today.
所以我必须今天现在跟圣灵有我能够经历到他的那个友谊，我才能够在今天的征战当中得胜。
In paragraph C，
在 C 这一段
，In 1 Peter 2:11，
彼得前书第二章十一节
，Peter says， "I beg you."
保罗这边说，我请求你们
，as pilgrims，
就是你们是身为客旅的
，to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against your soul.
要从一切呢跟你灵魂相争的这样的私欲当中呢，你要去抵挡他们。
Now the soul is the mind, the emotions, and the will.
我们讲到说灵魂就讲我们的心思、意念、情感。
And these lusts war against our mind and our emotions.
所以这些情欲呢，就是跟我们的心思、跟我们的感情在那边相争。
Anger is declared a full war against our emotions.
所以当那个就是像你有愤怒的话那个愤怒就是宣战向我们里面的情感宣战。
And when we seem to have anger conquered, it rears up again in a mighty attack against us again.
就是当我们好像似乎把我们的愤怒平息的时候他要再一次起来跟我们宣告一个更大的征战。
And the same with